Good day out there to all my success warriors. This is your king of inspiration. You know, I wanted to talk about what's driving you or what's pushing you. What are you thriving for? And what hiccups may come and catch you along the way. You know, the moment you focus and become determined to chase your dreams, sometimes what we forget is to make sure we have the right shoes on. Because if you're not wearing the right shoes, you're chasing your dreams wearing flip-flops, you're going to get cornered in a couple spots. You're going to be stopped a lot. If you're chasing your dreams and everybody else is wearing cleats and you're wearing boots, then you're setting yourself up for failure. So you have to make sure when chasing your dreams, you've got the right shoes on, that you're prepared in every aspect of what you, that you prepare for all the wrongs, that all the things that can go wrong, and you're mentally prepared for some missteps, some failures along the way, that you know that if you're failing, then you're heading towards success. Just don't quit. So make sure that whatever you're doing, you're properly prepared, that what you're doing, because everything we do, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we move, the people we surround ourselves with, the conversations that we entertain, all that is very vital and key to our growth, our success, to becoming. Because you can hang around the wrong people and entertain the wrong conversations so much that you won't have time for the right ones, or you won't have the availability to meet that one person that you should meet that day because you're entertaining something you know does not serve you well on your purpose and on your growth and where you're going. So just be focused on weeding out the things that you don't need. And I don't mean just dropping people from your life, because you don't need to cut people out of your life to be successful. But you do need to see what purpose that relationship serves you. Understand that. Understand the value in that. Understand the value in what you serve, what you bring to the table for yourself. Because 99% of the things that need to be changed when going towards a goal or building towards a future has everything to do with you internally and externally. It has nothing to do with other people, has nothing to do with the situation you're in, because a big part of moving past detrimental moments is how you view them. So you may just need to think about how you are looking at it, because some people look at a fork in the road and say, Oh, I'm too confused. I'll just stay here until somebody tells me where to go. Well, you just got to make a decision, be it wrong, right, or indifferent. Just make a decision and go there. And if it doesn't work out, learn from it and come back again. Reattack it with more knowledge now. So even though you failed in the beginning, you're coming back with more information, new information that's going to help create a better version of you every day. And don't take any time off. Stay focused every day. Put yourself in a position of learning, of re-educating yourself, of your craft. Because if you spend, say, 5 years reading books consistently on a certain craft, you will become one of the foremost experts in that field. So you have to put yourself in a learning situation. You have to always be willing to open a book and whatever a book is to you. You have to be willing to educate yourself and push yourself towards another direction, because there's so much out there. You see all these entertainers, all these people who you don't think can be successful, and you see all these people breaking through. Social media has done a lot for a lot of people, and you've got to be willing to take advantage of the social media side, the intellectual side, going and walking, genuinely going and shaking someone's hand sometimes. Because I tried to use social media in the beginning and like, oh, I could just take off from here. But you have to go look someone in the eyes and shake their hand. You got to put a conversation to that video. You got to put a conversation to that audio. You got to put something there that sticks in that person's mind so they can genuinely think to themselves, this person is value added to me. And that's the type of people you want around you. That's the type of person you want to be considered by others, is that you add value in other people's lives. So when you're chasing your dreams, just remember that. When you're chasing your dreams, remember to have the right shoes on.